Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in, I've been waiting on this one, Lebanon.
That'd be really weird. That's your people.
Well, it's in Hinds County, so it's not far away. So
no.
I'm surprised it's not in the Delta, to be totally honest with you. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. Thursday. Thursday's the day. That Thursday's I'm going to buy the rib. Buy the prime rib. That's gonna be the day. I'm excited. I'm getting ready. I am ready for Christmas. I love the holidays. I love this time of year. And part of the reason is I get to eat a giant prime rib on Christmas Day. That's part of the reason I enjoy it so much. And you can too. Just go by your local butcher, your local meat market, and say, I need a prime rib for Christmas. I need a beef tenderloin for Christmas. Want to make everybody happy? That's the easiest way to do it. Spread the Christmas cheer through the gift of beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. The place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white. Or red and blue, I guess. It's all right there for you at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. I think we were really pushing it. If you need to order today, make sure it gets to you by Christmas Day. Collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you like they know your money. Someone who knows you by name, not just by account number. That's the level of service you get only at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. Of course, the rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. So when you hear water damage this time of year, what does that make you think of? It makes you think of, you know, it's cold. It's been freezing here in Starkville overnight the past couple of nights. If you didn't leave the water running and the pipes burst, that's when you want to call Paul Davis Restoration. They can get out there and get everything not only back to normal, but back better than ever before with their property improvement services available to you. Don't worry about it if something goes wrong. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, and in the Tupelo area. When you have problems, you call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, our first question today is from our friend Nathan Kelly. Watching all the Christmas classics and notice Peter McAllister gets crushed from fans for being a bad dad in Home Alone, for leaving Kevin behind twice, but no one ever gives him credit for sounding the alarm when Bumpin' Sarah was wired for sound.
That's true.
We
finally found out what he did for a living.
I think this is in the same universe, that he was a dirty cop, and he was, you know, and but then he got found out, and he had to, yeah, I agree.
It's Sopranos multiverse.
Not the same guy. So Finn McKenzie. So
there's absolutely no coincidence that Joe Pesci is involved here.
Also, think about it. McAllister, McKazian, similar names.
Yep. See, that was his family was his other life.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So when he was away from his family, he had to go make money. He was working with organized crime. And Joe Pesci knew this
and tried to, yeah.
And it was, yeah. That was his way of getting back at him because I don't know, he ratted out on him, and I don't know. But that's exactly how he had the money to take an entire family of 20 to Paris.
Exactly. We figured it out.
Yeah, we've uncovered it.
Andy Losick asks us, if your entire diet was restricted to eating only one type of ethnic cuisine the rest of your lives, what would it be? I'm gonna go soul food, because that gets me barbecue, right?
What is the definition of ethnic?
Well, I
Where
consider
like
soul
where
food to be
how
an
far does
ethnic.
this
Well, okay.
what's the cutoff?
Well, tell me something and I'll tell you what I think it is. How about that? What
Well, you said
food?
soul food. I consider that American. Like I consider that
Well,
like
I would
we
say like
like that's our food, I feel
I
like
would
at this
say
point.
like chicken salad is not soul food. You know, I don't know so much like a burger is soul food.
I mean, I was thinking ethnic as like
I
Indian.
get that, but I would say soul food it has ethnic roots.
What has ethnic roots, but it's become part of our like
Okay.
everyday food.
So
Like
I gotta go outside the United States for my choice, what you're saying.
I would say like something that's
Could I?
not maybe something that's not as like it's not part of our
Could
daily
I say
routine. Like
Cajun?
I feel like he's trying to get into like
So he wants me outside the America.
Japanese
He wants me outside of America. Okay.
Thai
Then
food.
there's two choices. It's either Mexican or Italian. Italian gets me pizza. I'm probably going Italian.
I feel like pizza has become kind of Americanized too.
Yeah, but it's roots. The word is Italian. It's Italian. I'm going
Okay.
Italian. What are you going?
Well, I mean, if we go that way, then Italian would probably be up there
Yeah.
for me or Mexican.
Yeah, because Italians still eat steak. Like there's Italian preparations of steak. Yeah, Italian and Mexican are the easy two choices, though, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. What is your Mount Rushmore of game shows? Okay, great question. There are two that have to be on there: The Price is Right and Jeopardy. All right, I would say maybe even three: Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune's up there,
So the
yep.
fourth one is up for debate. For
Family Feud's a
me,
great one.
what'd you say?
Family Feud.
Family Feud could be your choice. The fourth one is the one where you have debate. For me, the answer is I loved Pressure Luck.
Okay,
Pressure Luck is probably.
I never really saw
See, that's in my wheelhouse. That's my
that.
teenage years. That's where we're going. Pressure Luck.
Okay. In its prime, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was probably
Okay.
my favorite.
That's a good choice. That's a good
I had
choice.
the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire video game on PS1, but
Okay.
I also had the board game, and that
Ah.
was my favorite thing to play.
Okay.
I could have gone on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I feel like, and I could have made some money. Another one that I liked for a little bit was The Weakest Link.
I remember the weakest link, yes.
That was a fun one. I would have loved for you and I to have gone on Beat Shazam.
We tried.
I think we would have slaughtered that. I think our interview process was too good.
Well, also COVID happened like right after that, and I think that hurt us. So,
No, this is after
was
COVID.
it after COVID? Okay.
This was only like
I thought it was
last
like
year.
2019. Okay, I guess
No,
not.
this was last year.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I think we would have done
We would have
extremely
done
well on
well.
that,
I think we
which
could have
again,
done
I
well.
think we were too good in the interview process. We should have missed like two or
Bruh.
three more.
I'm also not attractive enough. You were handsome, but they were looking at me. They were like, "We can't put this guy on TV."
And I think we didn't really have a good enough story as to what we would
No,
do with the
we
money.
really should have made up something. Just been like,
You were like, yeah, I got a
"I
couple
got
of
bills."
dollars. You're like, I got a couple of dollars I got to put in college. I was like, yeah, I just built a house.
I was like Heath Slater. I got kids.
Got kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, I just need to pay off my mortgage. That's
Yeah.
pretty much it.
Yeah, we should have done more. All right, the Walking Bully asked, there's a minimum driving age. Should there be a maximum driving age? And if so, what? I think maybe not so much a maximum age as there should be, like maybe when at 65, it's time to retake some tests.
Yes. That's been my stance for years. When you get to a certain age, 60, 65, like you said, you have to retake your test.
Yeah.
And if you cannot drive, like, and that, not just like drive, like you take the test online or whatever, you have to
Gotta
drive with
drive.
someone.
Yeah. I gotta see
If
your
you can't
reaction.
drive, if you can't see, if you can't look over the wheel. If you're going, 30 and a 55, you're going to have someone that drives you. You can
Agree.
no longer have a license. That should be implemented for sure.
I agree with you.
Those people are, to me, as dangerous as the 17-year-old boy driving around.
I think it's worse because
It's like you're sitting there, you're not really paying attention to your surroundings. I mean, how many times have you and I had either myself or you or somebody in our family hit someone or been hit by someone that just was old and not paying attention?
it happened to me this year.
Yes, it happens.
All right, Walton Freshour asks, I got my first brisket and I'm planning on smoking it for Christmas Eve. Any tips or suggestions on how not to mess it up? Buddy, brisket is like something I don't mess with. I let the pros handle brisket. I would suggest looking online. Heath Riles, Malcolm Reed, my guy Bradley Robinson put out a recipe today, but it's a Christmas brisket. It's like the brine and the seasoning are Christmassy. It's not just like salt pepper. So I was in the middle of watching that
So what
when
is that like?
like cinnamon and
Cinnamon?
clove and some herbs like rosemary and it's interesting. I don't know how it would be,
I don't
but
think I would like that as
yeah, I'd give it a
much.
try.
But hey, at the Hump tonight, and I think the rest of the games, they have a Christmas funnel cake, and I actually had it on Sunday. It's a funnel cake. It's a smaller funnel cake, but it's like $3, and it's got like peppermint sprinkles on it. And it was actually very good.
Well, I'm intrigued. Perhaps I will try that tonight. I'm going to be at the Hump tonight.
I
So.
will probably try that again tonight. It was very
Oh, you'll be
good.
there
Like I said,
tonight?
yeah, I'm gonna
All
come
right,
tonight.
great. That's somebody to hang out with.
It's like it was like $3,
All right, I'll
and
check
it's
it
a
out.
smaller funnel cake, but it's very good.
We can't get that on our voucher because that's entree only.
No, we can't get it on our voucher.
Oh, we can.
I got it on
Okay,
Sunday.
okay.
I
I'll
got a
check it.
pretzel and funnel cake, which is a lot of bread.
A lot of bread,
Slash
a lot.
flour, but yeah,
Was that a
whatever.
sugary pretzel or a regular pretzel?
They don't have the sugary ones there, unfortunately, but
Oh, okay.
the pretzel was fine. It was good.
Oh, yeah. All right. Cowabunga Capital. That's who we handle all our investments with.
Yes.
Mississippi State used to have midweek games against Delta State. The last time they played was in 1997, which ended a matchup that occurred regularly since 1949. Any potential to bring that in-state matchup back? I would say no, because I believe the NCAA changed the rules that don't allow you to count. They don't count wins over Division two or three schools any longer.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So no, the answer is
You can
no.
play FCS teams, but I don't think you can play Division twos or Division threes.
Right. Yeah.
The
For
state
the
lost, like I think that 85 team lost to the
Mississippi
85 baseball
College.
team lost to Mississippi
They
College,
did. They did.
and they used to have some battles with Delta State.
Well, he said the all-time record is 35-10 Mississippi State. So Delta State's won some games in that series. But yes, they won't be playing them anytime soon. Josh asks, should Jans' starting five be Hubbard, Epps, McGee, Ballard, and JDF? Yeah. I think it should.
Or do
I like
they
that
do that,
setup.
or do they go smaller?
Well, I don't know how much smaller
I
they
feel
can
like
go.
they. I feel
I mean,
like they were.
who would you
Well,
put at the
him was a.
four?
Well, you were saying JDF was a four, so that you could go smaller, I guess. But I don't know
JDF at
who.
the four and Ballard as the five. I don't. I mean, Sean Jones, Ali.
Yeah, I don't think that helps.
I think this is. I think that's the lineup there. I really do.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, Deshaun Jones the other day played 27 minutes and scored 2 points. I mean,
Yeah.
you're just. I know Jans loves him, but I just don't know
Huh?
what's the net value there.
I agree. Also from Josh, how can I challenge Robbie in an FBS mascot challenge? I mean, I guess
Cannot.
you cannot. Yeah. You can get your own podcast and you invite Robbie on for a challenge.
I feel like people want to challenge us. They want to compete with us. I don't understand that, but
Somebody
like
wanted to compete with me one time in a weed eating competition.
who did?
Our buddy Big Jones.
Oh yeah,
And
how did
I smoked him like a ham.
that
I embarrassed him in front of everyone.
go?
I don't think he must not have told his now. He just got married recently. He must not have told her that story because there's no way any woman would be with a man who got embarrassed that thoroughly in public. So just understand that. If you challenge us, we will defeat you soundly. Richard Harbison asks us, what did you think of John Cena's last match and retirement run? You knew this question was going to be coming today. I knew he was going to lose. All right, that's how the wrestling business is. I get that. But, man, to have the guy who preached never give up for 20-plus years give up was a bit of a buzzkill for me. I didn't enjoy that part of it.
And when he tapped out, he was like,
he was just like smiling about it. Like, and I get it. In the moment, like the real guy, John Cena, like this is my last action. I get it.
I don't believe he's never going to wrestle again.
Ooh, okay.
I don't believe that.
Somebody made a good point. They were like, yeah, he's never going to wrestle again until the Saudis offer him $20 million.
Yeah, how many times have people said in wrestling, like, I'm never going back there, I'm never going to do this, and they come back?
The only one that I can think of is Batista. Batista, since he wrestled his last match against Triple H at WrestleMania, has not wrestled since.
But remember, there was another time.
Been back. Oh, yeah,
there was
another
time that he quit and was like, I'm never coming back, and he came back.
He did come back. But since then, he has not. And he's talked about that in interviews about how he's like, I'll never wrestle again. Sting has not come back to wrestle. He did come back and make a run-in at a pay-per-view. But we'll see. You know, Flair has been back a dozen times. So
yeah, like Mick Foley said he's done with the WWE forever because they have ties with Trump or
Saw
whatever.
that today, yeah.
He'll come back. They'll mend their relationship with him, and he'll sign some kind of Legends deal, whatever.
All right. Richard asked about Stranger Things. I haven't watched it yet, so we're going to have to pause on that.
What did he say?
He just asked what our thoughts on the season. I haven't seen it, though.
Oh yeah, I'm catching up. I actually restarted it about a month ago.
Okay, so you haven't started the new season?
No, I'm in the middle of season 4 because
right.
like we said, like it was so long between. It was 3 years in between.
Yeah, 3 years.
So I just said, screw it. I'm starting from the very beginning again. I'm gonna retool my mind. So by the time I finish this, which will probably be in the next 3 or 4 days or so, I will be able to start season 5, and then on Christmas Day, the rest of the season comes out. I'll probably be caught up when the rest of the season comes out. I didn't want to have to wait either. Like, I didn't want to finish like the 4th episode or whatever it is that they did last month and then sit here and wait for like another month for it. So,
yeah. All right. Which era of Mississippi State sports would you go back to if you could? It's got to be late 90s, right? Football team was the best in the West. Baseball team had back-to-back College World Series. Basketball's not great, but, I mean, if you talk about, like, 96, you get that Final Four team in there.
The 98 baseball team, they started a year where, like, you had a College World Series in 98. You had the football team went to
Atlanta,
the SEC championship. I guess
basketball wasn't
great.
I think they went to the NIT that year, but – I'm willing to sacrifice.
We'll say 96 to 99 was a pretty good era.
I'll take it.
Baseball, football, and basketball were all very good at some point during that stretch.
We'll take it.
And the women's basketball team, I think, was pretty good then.
I think that's like right when they started to have some success, yeah. Anthony Broadchick asked us, what is your favorite away/bowl game you have seen State play in? It's got to be an Egg Bowl if it's an away game. So I either go 98 or 2010 or 2016 or 2022.
I thought he was saying a bowl game.
Well, it says away/bowl.
Okay.
So if it's a bowl game, have I seen State win? The only bowl game I've been live at that State won was the Liberty Bowl in 2007.
I was at the Snow Bowl in 2000. I was at the Liberty Bowl. I was at the Liberty Bowl in 13. I was at the Music City Bowl in 11. The ReliQuest Bowl. I'll say probably the Snow Bowl.
Yeah.
It was miserable, but
the game was fun.
The game was a good game. State had to come from behind in that game. They had the blocked extra point, ran it back. That's probably it.
Okay. Let's see here. Where are we here? Caleb Rhodes asks, is KT1 pronounced Camario, Camario, or future Heisman winner?
Camario.
Although
I've heard you say Camario.
I have, but it's Camario. I fixed that. I got it right.
Yes.
Rank these running backs: Christian Ducree, Brandon Holloway, Fred Reed, Ashton Shumpert. I'm gonna go
Red
Ducre.
Reed might be up there.
I could think Ducre is first, and then Reed, then Holloway, then Shumpert. That's how I'm going.
Okay.
You good? Justin Strawn, my son Jackson had a question he wanted me to send because he does not want to have any social media of any kind. Rare these days for kids. What do we think the 2025 football team's record would have been if they had had the 2018 defense? Assuming he says Bob Stoops, I'm assuming he means Bob Shoop,
Yes.
and not Hutzler
But
was the defensive
Bob Stoops
coordinator.
would be a great addition.
Bob Stoops would be just as good. And so if I have Shoop and that 2018 defense, this team probably wins 9 games, maybe 10.
It'd be up there. I would be interested to see what this offense looks like with a lot less pressure on it.
I would say that they would, the 2018 defense would have won, beaten Tennessee, Florida, Texas,
Probably not Ole Miss,
probably
but
not Ole
I mean,
Miss, probably not Missouri, and not Texas A&M. So 9-3. And those games would have been closer. They would have been closer. So,
yeah, that would be great.
yeah, we would
I
be all
really
in.
do believe, like, if you just fixed your defense, this would look like a totally different team.
Agreed. Also from Justin, my question, in memory of the tragic death of Rob Reiner and his wife, what are your favorite top three Rob Reiner films? Mine are The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, and A Few Good Men. Mine are going to be A Few Good Men is one, The Princess Bride is two, and then three.
Are we doing Rob Reiner like this? His
He's the
the stuff
director.
he's directed.
Yeah. Oh, if I can put him in as an actor, The Wolf of Wall Street. Because he's
Well,
so good in that movie.
I want to make sure I didn't miss any, so I pulled up his movies,
Okay.
and he's got some bangers:
Oh, he's got a stretch that's unparalleled.
Misery, Stand By Me, Spinal Tap. Princess Bride is definitely in there, and I think A Few Good Men is probably in there as well, like locked.
Yeah. A Few Good Men and Princess Bride are the locks. And then if I had to, you may pick one
Ooh,
more. Oh goodness.
Bucket List was a great movie.
That's a good movie. I enjoyed that.
I'll
I didn't know.
I think I might put Misery in there, honestly, just because I'm a huge Stephen King fan.
All right, I can live with that.
He did two Stephen King movies. That's interesting.
Did
To Stand By
Misery
Me
and
was a
Stand By
Stephen
Me. Yeah.
King.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Let's see here. Cody Clark, how many 10-year-olds would it take you to stop you? Would it take to stop you from returning a kickoff for a touchdown? 10 is the age where these kids are getting a little athleticism. I think like four of them could stop me.
Yeah, and they get a good head of steam
Yeah,
and
it's going to be tough.
probably take your legs out
They're
from
big enough
under
that if they
you.
drape themselves on you, you can't drag them. Like 4-year-olds, I could drag into the end zone.
Right. Yeah,
So
10 is
I'll
going to
say
be a little more
three.
difficult.
Three 10-year-olds. I could get past two.
10 of them would get you down.
Yeah.
I
I
mean,
could
three
drag
of them would get you
one
down.
of them, like two of them, I could stiff arm one and drag the other, but
You can do
three
what
is too
DK
much.
Metcalf did to Minkah Fitzpatrick on Monday
Yeah,
night.
exactly. Three works for you?
Yes.
Rob Montgomery asks, I hear about the 15 bowl practices. Is that a set number that you have to have, or is it simply the max a team is allowed? How does it affect playoff teams? Do they get the 15 prior to the first game and then like four before the next round? The 15 is just the max. You can have up to 15 practices. Everybody's going to get 15. They're going to take full advantage. And then I don't know for a fact, but I have to assume, yes, you can practice again if you're in the playoffs. So Ole Miss, if they beat Tulane, will get another set of however many practices. That, the game is on the 20th. Their next game would be on the 1st. So they would have 11 days. They probably get another six, seven practices in there.
Yeah.
Make
Yeah, I
sense?
mean, then obviously you have teams that the season ended a couple of weeks ago, and we've already seen a bowl game. Well,
Yeah.
we got another bowl game coming up. I mean, they're not going to get 15, but I think 15 is your max.
All right, one more, and then we'll do the break here. Our buddy Steve Mormon. Last week, Brian, you said that you were not a fan of mayonnaise, but being a barbecue guru, what's you and Robbie's take on Alabama white barbecue sauce? Well, I don't know what Robbie's take is, but I'm glad you asked this, Steve. I don't like Alabama white barbecue sauce because it's made with mayonnaise.
Do you eat anything with like mayonnaise? I mean, I
I'm
guess you
sure
do
I
something,
do.
but
I'm sure you're like, there are some people who make like a homemade ranch dressing and it's probably got mayonnaise in it. Now, I would eat that, but I don't
do
like
you
mayonnaise.
make anything with mayonnaise in it?
No,
Anything.
no,
There's nothing that has any ingredients of mayonnaise.
if I make it, there's no mayonnaise in it.
Yeah. I never go out of my way to get Alabama white
I don't
barbecue
like
sauce.
it. Yeah, I don't like it.
If it comes on something, okay, but I don't know what it comes on.
I'll
What?
give you an example. There, if you go to Two Brothers and you order the barbecue chicken and bacon sandwich, that comes with white barbecue sauce. I always tell them, hey, instead of the white barbecue sauce, can I get the normal barbecue sauce, the red barbecue sauce on there? I switch it. I don't want
Now,
white barbecue
do
sauce.
their chicken chipotle tacos come with
No,
white barbecue?
that has a Chipotle ranch on there,
Okay.
which may have mayonnaise
But
in it.
that
I don't
probably
know.
has mayonnaise in it,
It
yeah.
might. If it's homemade, it might. So.
I don't have anything really against it, but if I'm eating barbecue, I want the dark stuff.
Yeah,
And I don't
I
like
don't.
the mustard based. I
No,
don't like,
that's an abomination.
yeah.
Agreed. All right, let's move into our last few questions here. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother in the Cotton District. Two Brothers Smoke Meats. I mean, I just ate lunch, but now I'm hungry again. We're talking about chicken chipotle tacos and the barbecue chicken bacon sandwich, two of my favorite things on the menu there. And as I've said many times before, when it comes to Two Brothers, I don't have a regular item at Two Brothers, man. They got like seven, eight things that I cycle through. And that's a rare thing. Normally, almost every restaurant in town, I kind of stick to one or two things. Not at Two Brothers. They have such a great menu. I'm always wanting to get something different. And you will too. And if you're looking for a great stocking stuffer, a Two Brothers gift card is a great one. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the older brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. Advantage Business Systems has been delivering it to you for over 50 years.
50?
You need
I said
technology?
50.
He did say 50. There's a 50.
3D.
Ah! Boy, if you see that thing in 3D, it's going to be like, ah! Mm. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, guess what? Same people, same number. You know them. You already have spoken to them. You know that we have that relationship with them. A lot of places I've had to deal with stuff in the past. Something goes wrong, and they're like, all right, somebody will be in touch with you in a few days. Can your business go a few days without a copier, without its printers working? I don't think so. That's why you want to talk with our friends at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go if you're looking for Mississippi State gear. This holiday season, you want to get some great MSU gear under the tree. You're here in Starkville, check out Maroon and Co. And if you're not, check out the website at maroonandco.com. Everything maroon and white, all the logos that you're looking for. They've got the state script, they've got the interlocking, they've got the M over S. It's all right there for you at Maroon and Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. So there's a story going around about an escaped kangaroo in
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma. Our buddy Jonathan said, hey, if we catch it, I know a place we can get some food for it. So we need to help find this kangaroo if we ever get if we
They
get up
got
to Oklahoma.
kangaroo food over there.
Well, they've got it. I mean, they've got kangaroo food. It's technically wallaby food, but my guess is the kangaroo wouldn't turn its nose up at it.
I would imagine they're very
They're
close.
very similar diets. They're like me and you.
Yeah, I love some good wallaby food.
No, I'm just saying, like you could be the kangaroo and I'll be the wallaby.
Okay.
We eat similar diets. Not the exact same, but similar.
It is similar.
It's similar.
I like French fries and you don't, but
That's a good example. It's a good example. Well, whatever it is you're looking for, I'm going to place a small wager that our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden have it on the shelf. If you want to do some real one-stop shopping for Christmas, then you need to go see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Everything you're looking for. They have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're looking to buy or sell land, or whether you're a landowner already, whatever it is, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you make smart, sustainable, profitable decisions about what you do with your land. An experienced team, fully trained and ready to answer all of your questions. That's what you get when you talk to our friends at Good Hope Land and Timber. So whether you own a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to serve you and earn your business. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, back into it here with Brogan Fairchild. What are your must-watch animated Christmas movies or specials? So animated is the key here. I don't watch a lot of cartoons. I mean, if Rudolph is on, I'll watch. Frosty's on, I'll watch. But that's about it. I don't go out of my way for cartoons any longer. My kids are past the cartoon age, but yours are still in it.
The Grinch is good.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of another animated Charlie Brown
Charlie Brown
Christmas.
Christmas. I should have said that. That's a good choice. Yeah.
It's always good. I don't watch a ton of those. So yeah, I would say The Grinch is probably number one on that list.
That'll work.
I could still sit down and watch The Grinch.
All right. Also from Brogan, help me pronounce it. Ndozi?
Wadozi.
Okay.
Wadozi.
Wadozi has been impressive so far and outstanding at running the court. How do you think she fare against SEC competition? You wrote an article about her yesterday talking about how state, you know, it was such a tough blow to lose Medina Ocott last year, but you believe this girl could maybe provide some similar traits.
Yeah, she's really good. Super skilled. She's probably more skilled than Medina, not as powerful as Medina, but she has kind of a knack of getting the rebound. She can kind of tip it around. She got those long arms and has been really efficient. She was, I think, 3 for 10 or something the first game that she had from the field. Since then, she's shot over 50% every game, and it's kind of gotten better and better. She had 21 points and 23 rebounds against Southern. So we'll see. She's going to face a lot stiffer competition, but I think that she's going to have good numbers in SEC play. That was a really good pickup for them. They've had 2 years in a row where they've done a great job of identifying talent overseas at that position and getting a really good player in here. You know, Medina, they got her from Kenya, and Wadozi's from Nigeria, but she played in Japan, which I can imagine was very interesting. There's not a whole lot of bigs coming out of Japan.
Yeah.
You know, so she probably dominated that sector. I think she had like, she played in the spring and she had like 26 points and 18 rebounds a game or something.
Wow.
So she probably didn't have a lot of competition, but she's learning, and she's one of those, like, she's eager to learn. She can give you a lot more minutes than Medina too.
Okay.
She's way more conditioned. Medina was conditioned pretty well, but Medina would come out for, you know, eight minutes in a game. I think she's a player that could play the majority of the ball game, and she doesn't foul all that much either.
Okay. Buckley Shed asks, what's something you guys are proud of but rarely talk about? Well, that's an interesting question, because if I rarely talk about it, it's probably not really on the tip of my tongue. I think I've kind of made this comment before, but I really do believe it. Like, in the entire world, there can't be a lot of people who have done more podcasts than me. I've been doing a 5-day-a-week podcast for going on 14 years. Like, there just can't be a lot of people that have done more than that than me. So I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't
you
know.
You don't talk about how good you are musically a lot. Like, you put your
videos
up.
Because I don't think I'm all that great.
Well, that's right. See, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, this is where your humility comes. You're a good musician. You're a good singer. You're a good guitar player. I enjoy watching your videos when you put them up.
I appreciate that. Do you have any requests?
No, but if I come up with one, I will let you know. You can't ever put too much Creed out there. I'll just put it that way.
I was playing around with some Alice in Chains the other day.
Now you're in my wheelhouse. Now
I don't know if I'll ever have the guts to film myself doing it, like down in a hole or something.
That's you're reading my mind here. That's one of my favorite songs.
If I do, I will
let me know. Tag me in the video.
I will tag.
There you
I
go.
Know you're an Alice in Chains guy.
Ah, huge, huge Alice in Chains guy. Damon Ladner asks, is Brian O'Connor a natural grass or turf guy? Just wondering if we're going to keep the turf on the foul area at Diddy Noble. If so, Can we at least clean it or update it? The 85 Mississippi State not being used instead of the ribbon is a big missed attention to detail. I like that idea. Getting rid of the ribbon back there and putting the 85 Mississippi State. I like that idea a lot. They are getting rid of that turf, though, correct? We've heard that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Yeah,
Just
that's what they should do is they should put the Mississippi State, the 85.
yes, I like
That
that.
would be clean.
Yeah.
Or just I guess you need something there. But yeah, I think they've gotten rid of that turf
Yeah.
on the sides and home plate too, I believe as well.
Very good.
I'll have to go
Mark.
in there and look whenever I get the chance, but they were working on that area the other day, I believe.
Mark Burleson asks, what's the most gross thing you've seen mayonnaise eaten with? My old roommate dunked chicken tenders in it. Oh.
Oh, which again,
An
like it's part of
abomination.
ranch dressing, I guess, but
But
still.
no, it's different. My grandmother mixed it in with her black-eyed peas. What is
I've seen
going on?
that.
That's
I've seen that
unreal.
before.
My mom just ate mayonnaise sandwiches, man. Just mayonnaise and bread.
I know people that have
Horrific.
done that. Most of them are 3 years old, but I
Yeah.
know people that have done that. I always hate the little hair and mayonnaise and cherry thing. Like that makes me kind of sick
Yeah.
looking
No, I
at
get it.
the pear
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I
I don't
can't get
want
with it.
that.
No, I don't want that either.
I'm not a hater of mayonnaise. I actually like mayonnaise on certain things. It goes really well. Sandwiches especially, it's a great mixture with like mustard. But the thought of like mayonnaise, like the texture and stuff, and like when it's on certain things, it just kind of makes me sick in my stomach.
Yeah. Let's see here. Rob Hadaway, it never really clocked until it was pointed out to me yesterday, but Clark Griswold's parents and in-laws showed up at his door on December 14th. Is it any wonder that Clark blew his lid 10 days later? That's a good point.
I never understood that. Why did they stay for 2 weeks?
I mean, I guess that's something they just, that's what their thing was. They want didn't and Clark said that he wanted to have a big family Christmas, but yeah, 2 weeks
Need
is too
2 weeks
much.
of that? Like they
No,
just
show
showed
up on the
up and started.
21st, you know?
Yeah, we don't need all that.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point. I had never considered it.
Have you thought about like I don't know if it was like this at your house, but and maybe I'm in the minority here, but
Okay.
I feel like people used to come to other people's houses and stay
Yes.
way more often than they do now.
Yes. Like my Uncle Tommy would come from Texas and stay like a week with my grandmother.
Yeah. That used
Deep
to
into my
be a
teens.
thing.
Yeah, now
It
they
doesn't
don't do it
happen
anymore.
anymore.
Yeah.
So when I was growing up, we lived in Texas. When we first moved from Ackerman to Texas, it was right outside of Fort Worth. And my dad was obviously our family built a lot of relationships here, whatever. People would just show up at our house and stay for like a week. Like
Yeah.
people that I think now, I'm like, what? Like with that person stayed at our house?
Yeah.
It was very weird,
Yeah,
but it's like we didn't even like bat an eye about it.
that's
Like,
how it
yeah,
was
so and
back
so
then,
is
but
coming to stay.
nowadays nobody would do that. Like
No, it
nobody
doesn't
would do that.
happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nobody.
I don't think I'm gonna allow my kid to go to sleepovers.
Okay. I
Like
mean,
we've had that conversation because I've heard all these horror stories about kids going to their friend's house and like an uncle or a brother or
yeah.
something was there. And something happened,
And even on
and
the other side, even on the most innocent side of it, you don't want to be the guy getting the phone call at 3 in the morning, hey, your child wants to leave, and you got to get up and go get them. You don't want to deal with
right.
it. So.
I don't think Natty would be like that because she would literally go with a perfect stranger if it meant like just hanging out or something. So that's a
Yeah.
scary thing about her.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I'm not, I don't think I'm on board with that. Like times have changed, man.
Yeah.
Like it's a different world these days.
Yeah, agreed.
But yeah, we used to have like my dad would have revivals, like we would have people come stay at our house for like a week.
Yeah.
Pastor Chip, who's at Pine Lake, he before that church really blew up, he came and stayed at my house when I was in high school for like a week, and we
My
hung out and
uncles would come and stay with my respective grandmothers. They would come stay at their houses all the time. During when I was a kid, and now it just doesn't happen.
Tom Lester came and stayed at my house for a few days.
Of course,
Ev from Green Acres.
as one does. Yeah.
I still have a picture of myself and Tom Lester from my parents' house in Ackerman.
Yeah. Brian McDuff, was Mr. Takagi an underrated villain in Die Hard? He had a company party with which feels a little mandatory on Christmas Eve night. So parents are expected to spend that night at an office party instead of going to church or spending time with their kids. So McDuff put this in our group text, our friends group text, and I was just like, Mr. Takagi deserved to die is a pretty big leap in that movie.
Because he had a Christmas party on
On Christmas Eve.
Christmas
But
Eve.
here's the thing I would say is like outside of like obviously outside of Holly, I bet most of those people were like career people. All they like Ellis did not strike me as having a wife and children. Like
Well,
they were
and
locked into Nakatomi, you know.
on the Santa Claus, it was the same thing. They had that big office party. Scott Calvin obviously didn't care anything about Christmas or whatever, but he was they had the They had the Christmas party there as
Was
well.
Trading Places the Christmas party on Christmas Eve? I think it was.
I don't remember.
Trading Places is an underrated Christmas movie. People don't think about it as a Christmas movie, but it is.
They don't really think about that stuff when they're laying out
Yeah.
the
No, they don't expect. Bill Simmons talks about this a lot. Is like they don't they when they made these movies, they didn't expect us to be able to rewatch them whenever we wanted to.
Right.
Like they just think you're gonna go to the movie and then 20 years from now you're still talking. Oh, remember when we went to go see Die Hard? They didn't expect that we watch it every Christmas. So,
Nobody was thinking this is a when they made that, I don't
right,
think they were thinking this is a Christmas movie.
right. Kivas Wright says, now that John Cena is retired, what are your favorite Cena moments from his career? I relived one today when I was explaining to my oldest daughter, Aislinn, that I found out that Osama bin Laden had been killed through John Cena. He told me that. I didn't
To a
know
permanent
until
end.
he co compromised to a permanent end. Couldn't say killed on PG-13 TV. So that, one match. It's got to be. I'm gonna say this, like I think his best wrestling was later in his career. So like the matches he had when he was the US champion with Cesaro, Kevin Owens, guys like that, those were good wrestling matches. The ECW One Night Stand where like people were just I mean, that's one of the hottest crowds ever. They wanted his blood and he went in there and delivered.
If
Gave him a
Cena
good
wins, we
match.
riot.
Yeah. Though that's definitely one. I never saw Cena wrestle. I've only seen him. I saw him cut a promo, and it was prior to him beating JBL for the first time for the world title when he defaced his limousine. I was at that SmackDown in Memphis, but
I saw him a few times. I saw him
yeah.
at WrestleMania against Undertaker when he was just kind of like sitting in the crowd or
Oh yeah,
whatever.
where he came out. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
He got squashed.
He did. He got squashed.
Yeah. I've heard Undertaker talk about that. He was so mad that it was a squash. Like he spent 6 months getting into shape and getting ready for a 20-minute match and he was ready. And McMahon calls him into the office and was like, yeah, it's gonna be a squash. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, I've been training. It's like, get John in here. And John comes in and goes, oh yeah, you can beat me in 5 minutes. He
Yeah, it
was
was
so
so weird.
mad.
Like, he like the whole time he was like, I'm just gonna be there as a fan. I'm just
Yeah.
watching. And he like sat out there and then all of a sudden Undertaker showed up and
Yeah.
it was just kind of a waste.
Yeah. Wow. It is what it is. Willie Dizzle, why do white people put olives in enchilada casserole? I've never seen an enchilada with olives in my entire existence. What is enchilada casserole? I've heard of enchiladas. I don't know what an enchilada casserole is, though.
I think it's just enchiladas,
Okay. So people,
honestly.
they put the black olives on top. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
They like olives.
I don't think we really do that. My wife has gotten really good at Mexican food.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She makes her own rice, like her own Mexican rice.
Yeah?
Like she makes her own.
That sounds good.
And like it's just got like she's makes a really good quesadilla. She makes some good tacos. And her enchiladas are fantastic.
Okay.
But I don't think we've ever had olives on there.
Yeah, Jennifer makes like these white chicken enchiladas. There's no olives. So I
No.
don't know. Tim Stewart. Who's trying to embarrass me here? Now that I've witnessed Hey Dad's dance moves at our company Christmas party, I need to know your thoughts on what is the best dance scene in a cool movie, not some chick flick like Saturday Night Fever, Grease, or Dirty Dancing. I say House Party. I got an easy answer for this one. Pulp Fiction. When Travolta and Uma Thurman are dancing at the restaurant, that's the answer.
What was this company Christmas party I wasn't invited to?
You were not invited, apparently. It was a very small guest list. I was lucky to make it.
I get treated
Not
like
everybody in the company got to go.
I get treated like a redheaded stepchild.
It is what it is. It was last Monday, though. I was finally down to Jackson.
I have to fill in for you when you decide to
You
take
get
off.
paid. That's what the money's for.
I have my own radio show now on this
Yeah.
on this
Hey.
network.
Well, a lot of people have radio shows that didn't get invited. You weren't alone. You were
Oh
not
shit.
alone. I promise.
Can't get a genteel polo.
I'm supposed to get some genteel stuff on Friday. I'm hoping that yours is in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping it's in there.
Okay,
All right. I'm,
more stuff for
the
you.
re the request has been made. I
I
can't
know
do it.
you've done your part.
I've done it. Yeah. I got a great joke for Richard because I know he's gonna say something to me. I've got an unbelievable comeback, locked and loaded. I'm not gonna share it here on the show.
He's
I
gonna
want
say something to you
about
about
me
here's
being up
your.
there. I got to be in Oxford and blah blah blah. And I got I'm ready to return fire. I've got it ready. I'll save it though till I see him. All
That's
right,
gonna be miserable.
it's gonna be really bad. Dalton Lee, TJ Finley is entering his 7th year of eligibility. Is he playing the smart game by getting paid and trying new things, or do you think he's legitimately trying to make it to the next level somehow? This guy can't have any NFL aspirations. He's just trying to hold on for as many paychecks as he can before he has to get a real job.
Yes, that's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to get more money.
Right. Somebody
So.
else, somebody will give him, $50,000, $60,000 this year to play at, some small school and yeah, go from there. Jarrett Reister, who says his last name is pronounced like Easter with an R in the front of it.
Thank
Do
you.
you think more, I do appreciate that. Do you think more coaching changes could take place after the bowl game, such as getting rid of Corey Bell? Absolutely. 100%. I don't think there'll be any more coaching changes. There will not be actual changes until after the bowl game, I think.
Yes, I think that's where we're at this point. I mean, there might be something leak on wide receivers. I don't know.
Yeah.
But especially on the defensive
Well, that's not a
side,
change,
which.
though. We know Bumpus is out. I'm not even counting
Okay.
that.
I thought you meant just like additions and
No,
all
no, no. I'm
that.
talking about like, hey, Bell out, new cornerback coach in. That's not happening until after the bowl game.
And there's been a lot of things unsettled. Spam risk calling me. There's been a lot of things unsettled with the defensive staff. I'm still hearing there's going to be mass changes on that side of the ball.
Good. That's good to
I think
hear.
there's going to be, I think the bulk of the group is going to be moving on based on what I'm hearing. And I expect that all that to happen after the bowl game. I can't imagine that Jeff Lebby would tell Zach Arnett he can't make hires on that side of the ball. And I can't
Agree.
imagine that Zach Arnett would not want to make some changes there.
Right.
And not just adding Matt Brock. They're going to have a new defensive line coach for sure. I think they'll have new secondary coaches. I just don't, I know Jeff Lebby's in charge, but if you're turning the defense over to somebody and you're not involved on that at all, it would make
You got to
total
have let him
sense to
have his own
allow Zach
staff.
Arnett to make those calls.
Agreed. Agreed. Brent Clark, a couple questions for us. Rank these pizza franchises based on quality of pizza: Marco's, Domino's, Lost Pizza, Papa John's, Pizza Hut. Based on quality of pizza, Lost Pizza is number one. That is a quality pie. It's good.
I have not had Lost Pizza in a long
Oh man,
time.
I go eat there a lot. So I'll go tell you this. You may not believe this, but an individual pepperoni pizza, thin crust, it's only 600 calories. So I go get one pretty often. It's a good lunch.
What were the
The other ones?
options?
So Lost is going to be one. Marco's, Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut. Marco's Pizza is really good quality pizza. I wish it had lasted here in Starkville. I ordered from there a few times.
I mean, Papa John's is my number one pizza
Well, first
just
off,
about anywhere.
appreciate you. Appreciate your business when we got it from you. Papa John's would be third on the list, then Pizza Hut, then Domino's Pizza is absolute trash. It is so bad. What's funny about Domino's Pizza is it used to be worse and still hell. Somehow it's they completely revamped their recipe. They changed everything and it's still bad. It's still not good.
Yeah, I think Papa John's, as far as takeout, is the best.
Okay. Well, you're
But it
prepared.
is, yeah. But where's Board Town on here, man? I
Well,
love
that's not a
Board Town.
chain. No, he says chain. He says chain.
Oh, okay.
Pizza franchises. That's not a franchise. That's just one. Board Town is the best pizza in town. Yes, I agree with that.
Everybody that I know that goes to Lost Pizza says it's great. I just don't go there often.
I go there pretty often. It's really good. I
Board
enjoy
Town
it.
is where I go when I want my pizza.
Well, the problem with it. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. Tyler reached out. They're opening up for lunch starting next year.
Yes.
So we can go get some lunch there every now and
That
then.
will be a regular stop for me.
There you go. Also from Brent, and if you want to jump in here, I get it. Who do you see finishing top four in the Premier League this season, and who besides Wolves do you think gets relegated?
Are you waiting on my
I
call
just wanted to
here?
see if you had any thoughts.
Well, I've thought about this a lot, and I still I can't I've tossed and turned at night. I still can't come up with a team that I feel like fits the mold here.
I got you. I understand. My thoughts on this, I pretty clearly Arsenal and City are going to finish top four. Aston Villa is playing really well right now, which is funny. They got off to such a slow start. We'll see if they can keep it up. Chelsea is so inconsistent, but I think now that Cole Palmer's back, they should be better off. They got a big game this weekend with Newcastle, who's not playing really well. I don't think Crystal Palace stays up here where they are. Liverpool will probably figure it out at some point. They have way too much talent. So if you made me pick today, probably Arsenal, City, Chelsea, Liverpool is your top four with Villa at fifth. And then on the way out, Wolves are clearly going to get relegated, Robbie. They have 2 points. They haven't won a game yet. They're 0-0 wins, two draws, and 14 losses. Not good.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Yeah. I think West Ham for sure goes down. I hope Burnley stays up. It looks like Sunderland's going to stay up, so that makes me happy. I wanted one of the relegated teams. I'd like to see Leeds go down, so maybe I'm just projecting a little bit. Maybe so. I'm going to go Leeds, West Ham, and Wolves. Those are the teams that go down this year.
Sounds great.
All right. Matthew Watkins asks, I have very vivid dreams that I'm able to remember very well. I just had the exact same dream that I had about 2, 3 years ago. I used to have that when I was a kid, but it was recurring nightmares. What does it mean? Is anybody in these dreams trying to get like a password out of you or something? Who dream? Do you see Leonardo DiCaprio and the guy from Cillian Murphy? Are they in the dreams with you? I have no idea what it means. What do I look like? I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, we would have to have like an idea of what the dream
There's a lot going
is.
on there. Yeah. So.
Like what's happening in this dream?
Exactly. Also, for you, Robbie, does Aaron Rodgers have a chance at a second Super Bowl this year?
I don't think so, but I do think that they could make a run in postseason. Like they have some pieces.
Yeah.
The
They're
defense
good
is like the
defensively.
defense right now, I don't know what's going on with TJ Watt. He's been in the hospital with some kind of lung issue. That's a big piece missing on the defense, but they're like disruptive. They're playmaking on that side of the ball. And they have some pieces on offense that they could do some things. I just don't know how far they could go, but they have a chance to win the division. They're leading right now with 3 games left. They essentially just have to beat Baltimore to win the division. That's the last game. But if they win the next two, they're probably going to win, depending on what happens with Baltimore.
The AFC
So
wild cards are just ridiculous. The AFC wild cards are going to be Buffalo, Houston, and in the West, not the Broncos, the Chargers. Like,
then you have the Colts have a better record than the Steelers. The
yeah.
Steelers would easily have the worst record of the division opponents and or the division winners. And if they lose the division, they're probably not going to make the playoffs.
No, they have to win the division.
So, I mean, obviously, they're going to have to win the division. If they win this division, that means they likely beat Baltimore, who I think is a good team with Lamar Jackson playing. That they are capable of winning some games, but they need to win the division, obviously. But for the fact that they're going to be at home, that's going to be a huge part of it. They
Yeah.
need to finish strong here, and we'll see what happens. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Let's see here. Next question is from James Wilson, who asks us, what is your Mount Rushmore of Matthew McConaughey movies? I'm glad you asked this question. What a great question, James. I appreciate you. So like it has does he have to be the star of the movie? So we couldn't count Wolf
Dazed
of
and
Wall
Confused,
Street. I would
or
count Dazed
Dazed
and
and
Confused
Confused.
as a McConaughey movie. He's the biggest star in that movie.
Yeah, but he wasn't really
It's an
he
ensemble cast is the thing. Like
was he was he like a star at that time?
No.
Wooderson. So you think he count that
I
counts?
would count that one.
Then I would put that on there, especially
Well,
with him. That's a character.
yeah.
So I would
So
put
that,
the Wooderson face up there with the mustache.
did he win for Dallas Buyers Club? Isn't that the movie he won Best Actor for? That needs to be on the list, right?
Yeah, that was a great one. And
Okay.
I know it's not a movie, but True Detective was
Put
his
it
with
on
him in
there.
season
Put it
one
on
was
there.
incredible.
Put him on there. And then, oh gosh, I had it in my brain and I lost it. Oh, the movie, what's it called? Christopher Nolan directed it. The space movie.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. Yeah. I feel
I've
like that's
never
it.
watched that.
Neither have I, but it's a huge movie.
What else? Time to Kill.
Ooh, Time to
He was
Kill.
really good in that.
I might put that over Interstellar.
I love that, even
Yeah.
though they portrayed
Yeah.
Mississippi to not even have like electricity and air conditioning at the
Well,
time.
you know.
That was in like the 1990s.
It was. So, let's see here. All right, Matt McCann back with another mascot challenge, and it's hockey again. Here we go. Dallas.
Stars.
We knew that one, our buddy Tyler Horka. Chicago.
Blackhawks.
Buffalo.
Sabres.
That's right. Florida
Panthers.
and Anaheim.
The Ducks.
That's right. I wouldn't even, there was no difficulty to that whatsoever.
Why is Florida the Panthers? That's not a great hockey name.
It
And
isn't, but there are Panthers in Florida, so at least it's geographically it makes sense.
yeah, I just don't, I
It's
don't know. Like
you know what's
the
funny about them?
Ducks.
They're the Panthers, but when they score, they throw rats on the ice, like plastic rats. Like
Really?
why? Yeah.
Did not know that.
There you go. You learned something today. Alexander Watson, do you think the bowl game threw a wrench into the plan to fire Bumpus? The bowl game was announced on Sunday, and if the meeting to fire Bumpus was on Monday, was already scheduled, they wouldn't have had time to really think the plan through. That's the other thing to consider here, right? Is that if State wasn't in a bowl game, then coaching changes would be happening as we speak.
Yes, I think that would have already happened.
Yeah. So yeah, it threw a
I don't
kink into
know
the
when they
works.
met. I don't know when exactly they met or either. I think Bumpus had, I think, had a pretty good idea this was happening for a
He
little
did.
bit.
Yeah. I can speak from experience on that one, yes. All right, Ford Polk, do you think we still feel the effects from the Templeton's mid-2000 era? Yeah. 100% we do. Because for trend two ways. One, financially, we've been behind for decades, but two, it instilled a mindset and a mentality in a lot of our fans that we should just accept what we get. That, you know, don't rock the boat, you know.
Yes, that has been a very difficult thing to break.
Yes, it's so yeah.
And
We may never break it, to be totally
I don't
honest.
know if it'd ever be broken. And
Yeah.
it's, you look back at those years where like State was just happy getting money. Like they go to Jackson and they play all these games that could
Yes.
have been home games,
Yes.
and they were essentially neutral site games that they gave away. How much different does this place look had all those games been played at home and State's playing true home games? I mean, I don't know how many more wins they would have gotten, but you're recruiting to Starkville and the atmosphere there. I mean, it's just insane. And then all the things that they did to save money,
Yeah.
instead of investing in the programs, it just doesn't make any sense.
Agreed. I know you guys don't pay attention to racing, but you should go look up the lawsuit Michael Jordan and his team have against NASCAR that just settled. If you think college football is wild, you should see the absolute bonkers stuff NASCAR does behind closed doors. Michael Jordan sued NASCAR?
I did not know that.
Did not know. I have to look into that. I had no idea that it happened. All right. Do you have this one pulled up from Lewis Creekmore?
Yes.
All right, so we've got one of these make your best barbecue plates. We got $10 here. I'm going to read off everything. $5 is brisket. It's a meat side and veggie. Brisket, mac and cheese, fried okra. $4, ribs, baked beans, collard greens. $3, pulled pork, cornbread, corn. $2 is tri-tip, french fries, and coleslaw. And $1 is chicken, baked potato, and potato salad. Here's how I'm going to do this. I'm getting mac and cheese. Right? That's my favorite side. So I'm spending that $5 there. Then I'm going to spend $2 on tri-tip and
Mac and
$3 on.
cheese and brisket being the same price is insane.
Well, I mean, those are the best two. And fried okra. I love fried okra. But I'm going to go mac and cheese, tri-tip, mac and cheese, corn. That is exactly $10.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking through this. I really want some brisket if I got the
All
choice.
right, so you get that, and then you gotta go low on the other two.
I'll go brisket, French fries, and corn. That'll get me to 10.
That's $10. That'll work. That will
Yep.
work. All right, and last one here. We had. Oh, where did this one go? I'm not seeing it here, but it doesn't matter because I wasn't going to ask it anyway. A guy named John Garrett. If you're listening, John, you're an absolute psychopath if you think we're going to answer that question.
What was it?
It was about a certain Christmas tradition and how do we explain it? If you know what I'm saying?
I must have this man muted. I don't have him on
Well, I
my
mean,
recording.
I'm just telling you, John, the odds of me answering that question were zero. And I hope you get coal in your stocking for even considering making us ask that. Last one here from Garrett. White or colored lights on your tree? Depends on who's. So my tree is one of those that has the lights already built into it, and we have a remote that we can change them. If
Yeah.
I have the control of the remote, they're colored. If my wife has it, they're white.
Ours are white.
Okay. I'm.
But at my parents' house, growing up, I believe we had colored and we had the white, like kind of like what yours is, where you
Yeah.
can change the colors.
Okay.
My
Let me ask.
mom keeps a Christmas tree up year round.
Does she?
Yes, she decorates it festively with the
With
whatever
what?
is happening.
I like
Fourth of
that.
July, we have
You have an American tree?
flags. We have the
That's
small
awesome.
flags.
That's awesome.
On Halloween, we have pumpkins on
Oh,
there.
I
Yeah,
like it. Yeah.
my mom keeps it rolling
Do you
all
have a
year
love
round.
tree for Valentine's?
Yeah, something like that.
All right. I like that. All right.
Yeah.
Then he asked, traditional themed or home slash kid made decorations or a mix? Yeah. My tree has got everything on it.
Yeah, we haven't really gotten into that. I feel like we should, but
Yeah.
we did when we first got married, and then my wife wanted everything to be very clean and uniform around the whole house.
See, I get that,
So
but
like,
like when your kids make decorations, you got to put them up there.
yeah, and see, Natty's got a ton of decorations. We've collected a lot of ornaments over the years. Like,
Yeah.
it's just a lot of trouble to like putting that stuff up, and we get busy and we forget. So maybe next year we'll get back into it.
All right. Last one is how do I get in touch with someone about advertising with you guys? Email me, heydad@supertalk.fm, and I'll be happy
Yeah.
to see what you got to say. All right, that's it for today. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk some more Mississippi State sports as we get closer and closer to the end of the year, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, and more. We'll talk about it all then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.